It is 12:40 now. Of course, the national season is effectively over with the painful memories of the year that's been lost again, capped with that unexpected dramatic flourish yesterday in the dugout. Mm-hmm. As manager Matt Williams suggested, how family. Whatever it was, when Jonathan Papelbon grabbed Bryce Harper by the throat, it was not pretty. And digital sports editor Noah Frank joins us live now with more. Was Papelbon clearly in the wrong here?
I mean, let's remove all of the rest of the context of whether or not Bryce Harper should be running out fly balls in meaningless games and all of this. If you stand with Jonathan Papelbon, you stand for a guy who grabbed his teammate by the throat, sucker choked him, basically, and rammed him the back of his head into the cement wall of the dugout. Mm. That's what actually happened. Mm-hmm. So forget about all these, you know, codes of baseball rules and all that. It's indefensible to stand with Jonathan Papelbon on this.
What should the Nats do then with Papelbon moving forward?
I mean, there's the near-term question and the long-term question. But you can't keep him. And you know, they have this one more meaningless home game today, this makeup game with the Reds, and then they go on the road for a week. He can't be on that charter plane. Mm-hmm. He just can't. There's no reason. He adds no value strategically to take him with you. They have to. He's going to serve a 3-game suspension for throwing at another good young player just a week ago with Manny Machado. They might as well just impose their own team suspension for the rest of the season and see what they can get for him in the offseason, if anything.
Does it tell you anything or confirm anything about Matt Williams and his control of the team?
Well, I mean, Barry Sverlugo wrote the article in the Post earlier this week about how, a bunch of players went not on the record by name, but gave him quotes about how it was, throughout the clubhouse, he had already lost control of it. And this clearly supports that in a way that I'm sure even Barry wouldn't have expected. The fact that he left Papelbon in to pitch another inning afterwards is just madness. And he later claimed that he didn't know that it was as bad as it was, which actually makes this entire thing worse somehow, because either that means that he doesn't speak with his assistant coaches and this thing happened 30 feet from him in his own dugout.
We all saw it.
Right. Like how does a team official, how does a coach, how does no one let him know? Or he's just lying about it afterwards because he realizes the optics of the whole thing look so bad for him. Either one it just makes it that much worse.
You know, it sort of brings up a bigger issue about sportsmanship and attitude and player morale. How do we address that issue moving forward?
Well, there's this long-lasting perception that Bryce Harper is some sort of bad apple, that, he did a couple things in the minor leagues, and he gets picked on and picked on. This is the best player in the National League, maybe the best player in baseball, who's done nothing but put his head down and just chug and, crank home runs and have the best season in maybe any 22-year-old's ever had this year. Mm-hmm. And carried this team through its dysfunction and said nothing. Jonathan Papelbon's the one with the history of all this bad sportsmanship, of grabbing his crotch at Philly fans and bad-mouthing his old teams. And, it's insane that we're treating the kid who's actually really tried hard,
right,
like the bad guy in this situation, when really, you're talking about this old-school mentality that just... there's no place for it anymore. I mean, if you want to lecture a guy behind closed doors about how he represents the team and all that, that's fine. But I mean, you can't have guys choking their teammates in plain view. It's insane.
Other than putting him back in, there's really not much reaction from the team to all this.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the fallout goes, as we get to the offseason. I'm sure some of the players who are on their way out the door, the Jordan Zimmermans and Ian Desmonds, might speak their mind a little more clearly, once they're outside of the organization.
But they can't let this go for the next week.
Yeah, it seems like they should be talking already.
Well, like I said, they have a chance. We got a 3:05 game. We got about 2.5 hours for the Nats to make a decision and say, we can't have him back anymore. We can't have him be a part of this team moving forward, at least as far as this year. And then they can take care of what happens for next year. But that decision really has to be made today.
Digital sports editor Noah Frank. Thanks, Noah.
Thanks, guys.